He who wants to be a sickle must bend himself betimes. The father sighed and answered him, You shall soon learn what it is to shudder, but you will not earn your bread by that. Soon after this, the sexton came to the house on a visit, and the father bewailed his trouble and told him how his younger son was so backward in every respect that he knew nothing and learned nothing. Just think, said he, when I asked him how he was going to earn his bread, he actually wanted to learn to shudder. If that be all, replied the sexton, he can learn with me. Send him to me, and I will soon polish him. The father was glad to do it, for he thought it will train the boy a little. The sexton therefore took him into his house, and he had to ring the church bell. After a day or two, the sexton awoke him at midnight, and bade him arise and go up into the church tower and ring the bell. You shall soon learn what shuddering is, thought he, and secretly went there before him. And when the boy was at the top of the tower, and turned round, and was just going to take hold of the bell rope, he saw a white figure standing on the stairs opposite the sounding hole. Who is there? Cried he. But the figure made no reply, and did not move or stir. Give me an answer, cried the boy, or take yourself off. You have no business here at night. The sexton, however, remained standing motionless, that the boy might think he was a ghost. The boy cried a second time, What do you want here?